We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a program that's won national titles recently, like within the last couple of years, won a national title.
It's been a while for USC, but
you've got the best recruits in the country right there in your backyard to recruit. And I feel like it's harder to, like, especially with Oklahoma and Texas now joining the SEC, the SEC is going to overshadow so many of the other leagues even more now. I mean, people are going to call me an SEC homer. I just feel like LSU is a better position to be in.
I don't know, man.
Although you do have to play against Alabama and Georgia every year if you want a chance to win a national.
The thing is, if you get USC rolling, like, you're a god out there. I mean, that was, you know, USC football is probably bigger than either of those NFL teams out there. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Maybe.
And if you get that thing rolling, you can run through the Pac-12. I mean, you got Oregon. So, sure,
but we've seen other, like, Lincoln Riley was one of the crazy, like, stabs, I feel like, that's been thrown out there as, like, potential LSU will pay him whatever he wants to get Lincoln Riley. Oklahoma's kind of in that same spot, too. They've just been running through the Big 12, then they get to the playoff and they get run over.
Yeah, I mean, you're also in L.A. You're in, you know, it's California. Like, I don't know.
I think it's, in terms of winning, it's easier to do it at LSU than it is to do it at USC. I mean, you're playing a tougher schedule, but you got recruits in your backyard, and you got the money, finances to do it. I would take – I don't know. That's a good debate, though. It's
agree
a close
to,
debate.
Agree to disagree. No, but I think it's a close debate, too.
Story number three.
Okay, so the NBA last night was like a dunk fest.
There was a dunk contest type of night.
Yeah, there was four awesome dunks last night. You had John Collins for the Hawks over. I don't remember who it was over, but completely wrecked whoever he dunked on.
Right.
Jumped. It was kind of like an over the back dunk. Then you had the Lauri Markkanen.
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, well, he eviscerated Jokic. Like, that was, and doing it on the league MVP. That one is probably the.
Yeah, Jokic isn't a guy that I think of.
Because of who he dunked it on, I feel like that might be the dunk of the night. But the Jaylen Brown was.
That was absurd.
Yeah.
On Miles Bridges.
Jaylen Brown of the Celtics dunked on Miles Bridges. That was probably the. Brandon Ingram had a really good dunk,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he had a good one.
I think Jaylen Brown was the dunk of the night last night. And they had Ja on the NBA Today show to talk about this because Ja was in studio with them today. And I thought it was interesting. Ja talked about his favorite dunks of his career, and he picked one that I don't.
Yeah, know. I disagree with his best dunk.
I disagree with his best dunk. He said that it was against the Bulls last season when he dunked over Vucevic, who actually kind of moved out of the way, so he didn't really dunk it like.
Well, it was an alley oop, and he barely got his hand to the rim. He kind of like almost threw it in.
Yeah, the dunk of Ja's career is over Aaron Baines. Yeah.
That's
I mean, he destroyed Aaron Baines.
That's the first thing that you think of when you think of a Ja Morant highlight.
And he like contorted his body in midair like backwards. You know, it was ridiculous.
I would take the Baines dunk first.
Yes.
I would take the Cavaliers alley-oop, first Cavaliers alley-oop, both of them, the crazy ones. The Cavaliers alley-oop from, I think it was last year, second. Or maybe it was 2 years ago. And then I would take the most recent alley-oop third.
Okay, so that's
the one that came against the Cavs in the first game of the season, and then I would take the Bulls dunk that Ja said was the best one. He said he surprised himself because he didn't think he was going to make it. That's why he picked that first.
So that's what I was going to ask you next was, were any of these dunks last night, which were all over SportsCenter, were any of them better than Ja's alley-oop in game one against the Cavs? Jaylen Brown. It was vicious. It was like,
and it was over Miles Bridges, who's a freak athlete.
Yeah, and Jaylen, but Ja's not that big either. Like, it, I mean,
Ja didn't dunk on anybody.
That's true. It was just a sick alley-oop.
It was absurd.
Yeah.
Like, he caught it so far behind his head. Like, that was a great dunk. Don't get me wrong. I'll take Jaylen Brown. And I like the idea of challenging Ja to do something even more crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Like, Ja, first dunk wasn't good enough against the Cavs. We need a better one.
We need better.
He'll deliver.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see it tomorrow night.
Story number four.
Are you familiar with the war going on over avocados right now, Bennett?
I'm not. Inform me.
So, avocados, this is a story that came out. It's like a video story, too, by Business Insider. Avocados, this is the tweet. Avocados are a $2.4 billion business in Mexico. Behind the scenes, farmers are trading equipment for guns and forming vigilante groups to defend themselves against dangerous drug cartels. Apparently, these cartels are realizing how much money they are making on these avocado farms in Mexico, and they're just going in and, like, stealing their profits and their land and all the good things that avocados bring. I guess they're not even stealing the actual avocados, which maybe they should be doing. And so now avocado farmers in Mexico are taking arms and fighting against cartels.
So are you saying we could be dealing with an avocado shortage over this?
I'm not a huge avocado fan. As the biggest avocado fan on the planet yourself, maybe you should be a little bit worried. Yes.
You know, it is. I love avocados. Yeah. And it is funny that it's almost like, because you mentioned it, and it's almost like that the cartel is like just realizing, like, oh, what? Wait. People love avocados. Like
forget cocaine, forget whatever. We're getting avocados.
And it is interesting because when I was a kid, like, I mean, I knew what avocados were, but I don't think people just were crazy over avocados years ago like they are now. It is like
my girlfriend eats avocado egg toast almost every morning.
It's like a millennial Gen Z phenomenon. Right? Like, it's like a new...
Well, do you fall in that category?
I'm a millennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, and like, you see it, like, breakfast places. I don't ever remember seeing avocado toast on a breakfast menu when I was a kid, but you see it everywhere now. Avocado toast is like, it's like, if you don't have avocado toast and you serve breakfast, you're like, doing it wrong these days. So, yeah, I think that the cartels have finally caught on to avocados being a A1... you know, crop.
So this video by Business Insider, you should just go watch it because it's very interesting. But just I'm recapping it with some of these tweets. Apparently they're like kidnapping people, murdering people all over just avocados. And people in the who work in the industry are like making a ton of money that they just don't even care. Like, it's worth it to them, the risk versus reward. This is like some Squid Game type stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then they also have hired like private police to defend their avocado land. And some farmers are paying extortion money so that the criminal groups will like just stay away from their avocado farms. Wild stuff.
Yeah, that's no good. I mean, hopefully they can come to some sort of agreement, because that would not be good if there was an avocado shortage in this country. We've gone through a lot. Like,
people need their avocado egg toast.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully this whole thing gets worked out. You know, prayers for the avocado farmers.
Avocado farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand your ground. Yeah, stand your ground.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, we'll ask Jeff Calkins his thoughts about avocados. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk, 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry, who had a home out in Cairo he wanted to sell. Once Josh went to work, home was sold in just 2 days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hisaw. Your story can be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hisaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. It's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the agent I'd call if I wanted to sell mine. It's Josh Hisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hisaw. Go to JoshHisaw.com.
I got him on the line, Jeff Allen, the king of happy, happy at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, folks, need a new ride that gets 41 MPG? 2021 Kia Forte, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S Hatchback, 41 MPG, only $258 a month. Plus a 2022 turbocharged Kia Soul, ready for that road trip at $267 a month.
Plus, you'll always get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. Remember, Forte, $249, Rio, $258. Sold $267. And don't sell your trade till you check with us.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment. Forte, NE40215, MSRP 19335, Rio, NE427894, MSRP 19755, sold in 7808276, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors. And don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design. They take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom-fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
I was minding my own, toasting my health with my bottle and my table and my heart to myself. Drifting in and out of focus, staring into space. When I caught your notice,
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
failure. Yes, so what if I was
today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yes, so what if I was looking at you?
Welcome back. Hour number two. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, are you aware of this war on avocados that we are currently having?
Who's having the war? You're the world.
The world is, because everyone needs their avocados. Actually, you're the perfect person to ask about this. We were just talking about how avocados are a very Gen Z, millennial type of food item. Do you eat a lot of avocados?
So I've never bought an avocado in my life.
Never.
But that's because I don't. Yeah, no, I've never bought an avocado in my life. But just the other day, I have guacamole quite frequently. But I don't know how to. Like, I never. I know people. You know, one place where people get avocados and they say they're very good avocados is Costco. So I know lots of people my age who buy avocados, but I'm not one of them because I don't really know what the hell to do with one.
So you know, you understand. You do understand the rage, though, that's behind avocados.
The rage?
Yes. This is people are.
Wait, like rage, like anger, or they're all
no,
the
like
rage?
They're all the rage.
They're all the rage.
Oh yeah, I understand. Avocados are very popular items. The avocados, yes, absolutely. And but I didn't know there was a war involving avocados.
Yes. So the drug cartels in Mexico are raiding the avocado farms because it's become a $2.4 billion industry, and they are kidnapping and murdering these avocado farmers. And so the avocado farmers have said that they've had enough, and they are hiring private police and arming themselves, and they're fighting back against the Mexican cartels to try to protect.
So wait, they're murdering the avocado farmers to steal their avocados? Is that what they're
steal their profits and their land. And yes, so technically, I guess they're avocados, yes.
Well, I'm on the side of the avocado people, you know? I mean, we do have the Super Bowl ads every year for avocados. I enjoy those.
Those are great.
And I like I said, just the other day, I was at Las Delicias, and I had guacamole. That was delicious. Do you like your guacamole a chunky, or do you like your guacamole more smooth?
Chunky.
Chunky, for sure.
I like it chunky. There are some people who like their avocados smooth. I don't know.
That's chunky.
That's like baby food. You got to have a chunky avocado, and it's best, you know, if they make it right there at your table. That's even better, like they do at, which is that place in Upperton Square?
Bobaloo. Yeah, I was going to ask, is there any place in Memphis that's especially good for guacamole?
Las Delicias, yeah.
Guacamole is really good, and I think the Bobaloo guacamole is really good. Other people may have other places, but while we're talking about Mexican places, Jennifer Biggs has a story up at the Daily Memphian about the wild rumors. Evidently, Facebook is on fire with the news that Ponchos could be closing. Now, not the Ponchos, not the factory where they make their cheese dip, but the actual restaurants. And I confess, I have never been to a Ponchos. I've eaten lots of Ponchos, the cheese dip. But where would I go to a
there's one in West Memphis, right?
Well, there's one in West Memphis. There was also one at White Station in Summer. And
how is Ponchos, Bennett? How have you?
Yes.
You're only native here.
Yeah,
how
yeah. So I used to, believe it or not, I used to eat it all the time when they had one at the Raleigh Springs Mall. That was a good Ponchos location. Rest in peace, Raleigh Springs Mall. The one.
And would you say Ponchos is really good? Like, what was it? Was it? Is it like Las Delicias, or is it like
No.
Like,
very Americanized. Very Americanized. It's almost like kind of Tex-Mexy taco type. I'll just be honest. I haven't had it in a long time. I haven't had the
You
actual...
haven't been driven by nostalgia and this rumor that it's going under, that
so,
they're closing?
So
the rumor is that Saturday is the last day or something like this, according to Jennifer. She went out there.
Okay.
She talked to an employee who wanted to be anonymous. And the employee said, yeah, Saturday's our last day. And she said, you're sure? And he said, no, I just heard it on Facebook. So, like... It may not even be closing, but people are evidently swarming to Ponchos for their last meal at Ponchos because they grew up eating at Poncho's.
It is kind of a nostalgic Memphis thing. I will say that. Very original taste, those tacos. It's not like anything you've ever had. But now, now if it was like the Poncho's cheese dip was going away, then we riot.
Yeah,
like
that'd be a rioting. They'd be rioting. They'd be, you know, it'd be like down in Mexico with the cartel and stuff. People
would take arms. We would take arms to defend
take
our cheese dip.
To protect the cheese
dip.
Our $2.4 billion cheese dip industry.
That will not stand. But it sounds like that it's just the brick and mortar Poncho's restaurants
people,
that are going
with
away.
With all due respect, people don't really care about them. Do they?
I don't think they do. Like I said, it's like a nostalgic Memphis kind of thing. But like, I mean, come on. Like whenever we
there's
see like these
great Mexican places,
exactly,
now in
all
to
over
eat
this
that.
City, all over this city now, and so like. If you want, like, authentic, you're probably not going there. You know what I mean?
But even if you want cheesy, I don't even know if you're going there. Like, aren't there lots of other, like, kind of, you know.
I like Rancho Grande down in South Haven. So does Jason Munns. We're on the same page.
Really?
Munns and I are
you
big
drive,
Rancho Grande.
You drive to South Haven for Mexican food?
Well, here's the thing. My girlfriend is from South Haven, and so her favorite thing to exist is, like, Rancho Grande's cheese dip. So, yes, we drive all the way to South Haven to get Mexican food.
Rancho, where is it? Where in South Haven is it?
Oh, my gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Is it worth the drive?
Yes, I think that it's worth the drive. I have come to love it, probably because she loves it, to be honest. But, yes, I have also come to love it. So I think it's worth it to go down there.
It's funny. I got the other day when I was at Las Delicias, I got the nachos, which I've never had at Las Delicias before. I've never seen fit to get the nachos before. But when I was describing what I had to Charles, my buddy Charles, it really is such an American thing. It's like taking – nachos are basically like taking potato chips, essentially, right? And then at Las Delicias, there's a lot of like – they pour their queso on it. So – and their queso is delicious, thin but delicious. And so it's like taking potato chips – and then covering it with liquid cheese and steak is what that's what they do with it, and eating it. Like, what is wrong with us as a people? That's considered
so good.
Dinner.
That sounds fantastic.
It's essentially potato chips, liquid cheese, and chunks of steak, and we're calling that dinner. God.
I love it.
That sounds great to me.
No, that's good.
Delicious. It was absolutely delicious. It was delicious. But anyway, I'm on the side of the avocado farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I almost feel like we should arm ourselves and go down and join the fight, you know?
Yes, I'm with you.
The French came to help us once upon a time, right? The French came to help us.
It's true.
When we were trying to liberate ourselves from the redcoats. And so why can't we help the avocado farmers against the drug cartel?
Yeah, we haven't been very kind to our neighbors to the south, so they need us now more than ever.
We got arms. It's not like we're not armed. We're armed.
Oh, yeah, we're armed. Oh, yeah, we're armed. We're in good shape if we need to go down there and do that. Okay, you're also on the side of John Morant, correct?
I am. Whatever the category is, I'm on the side of John Morant.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. Ja was on NBA Today earlier, and he was breaking down his favorite dunks. Okay, you may not have seen this, and you may not be able to envision this.
I have not seen it. No,
okay.
I did not see it.
He said that his favorite dunk was the alley-oop that he caught against the Bulls last year where he kind of threw it in. I don't know if you can remember that one. There's so many damn Ja Morant highlights. But to me, I disagree with Ja. Like, the Aaron Baines play is the absolute pinnacle of Ja Morant plays.
Is that included?
No?
Did they have a bunch of his? And was he
evaluating
different ones?
Yeah, he was evaluating all
did
of them.
Did he show
the
Aaron Baines one?
Yes, and he said that wasn't his favorite one. His favorite one was the alley-oop against the Bulls because he said it was his favorite because he didn't think he was going to make the dunk, and then he made it. So I guess my question to you is, when you think of like the pinnacle of Ja Morant plays so far, 2 years and three games into his career, like, what is the first thing that comes
to mind? You're asking me to remember things. But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
My favorite play is the one where Elliot Perry goes, oh, oh, oh! Just because I like the sound effect so much. Do you remember that play?
I do, but I don't remember. Oh, man. I remember the sound
exactly
bite, obviously. I can't remember which one it was for. I think it might have been the Baines.
It might have been the Baines.
No. It wasn't a dunk.
It wasn't?
I don't think it was a dunk. I honestly, for me, my favorite.
You know what it might have been? I might have just remembered it.
It's the sleight of hand. You know, that's what
I'm
going to
see if I can find it. I think we have the sound, but I'm going to see if I can find it.
I bet you have the audio. Listen to it. I mean, it's just the best audio ever. Like,
you know what I think that might be? That might be when he went behind his back against the Jazz in the first Mike Conley game, and then he scooped it up off the backboard for a layup.
It was.
That's just a guess.
We do have that audio saved somewhere. I know it because Jeffrey summons it up every once in a while, and we play it on our show. But there's Elliot Perry, who is a point guard, who is a professional, who is one of the great Memphis Tigers, and is so overcome with, mesmerized by what Ja is doing that he is rendered speechless and is just making joyful sounds at Ja. So, to me, it's not a dunk. Yeah, the essence of Ja is not a dunk, I don't think. I think the essence of Ja is, involves something that is angles and sleight of hand and seeing things that are different than anyone else sees. And so I don't think Ja can be captured in a dunk. Even the other night, like, the dunk was great, but I still think the block was better. The block was better because
the block was
hell?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Nobody does
that.
Yeah,
it was just out of nowhere. Like, the dunk was out of nowhere. And honestly, I thought the more Ja play was the one right before the block where he's coming out of the corner and he blows by, who was it? What's his name? The forward who came over from the Bulls. That
Markkanen.
Dude. Yeah, he blows by Markkanen, and then Evan Mobley's in his way, and he hangs in the air, just sort of drifts past him, and then goes up and under and puts it in. Like, it's the Jazz creativity that is, to me, the essence of Ja more than any one dunk, great as they may be.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you on that one. The dribble moves and the ball fakes too. You're right. Maybe the most jaw play of the season so far was actually the pass that he made to Jaren that won the Clippers game.
Okay, so I think I have the audio. But
oh, you found it?
It was actually, I believe, we'll listen to it. I believe it was a jaw to Jaren dunk, like an alley-oop to Jaren. Here, let's listen to it real quick.
Tucker out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court.
Oh.
Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move, and the fans erupt. Look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
Do we know what year that's from?
Last year.
It was last year.
Okay.
It was last year.
Yeah, versus Houston.
So they were playing. Okay, it was against Houston. Nice. I thought maybe that I was right on the Jazz game, but no, I was wrong about that one.
Well, you're right that it was someone else's dunk. It was the behind the back creating all of that. To me, that's more the essence of Ja. But it's fun to see. It's fun to see the rest of the world celebrating Ja, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's not as fun if you're the beat writer for the Grizzlies and you're writing about Ja all the time. And now everybody's writing about Ja, you know?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I have, you know, it's like, is that true? It's not as much fun. It is like it's like covering Tom Brady for a decade, right? Or covering Steph Curry for a decade, or covering Michael Jordan for a decade, or how do you keep writing about things that are awesome in new and fresh and interesting ways? Because that's the challenge. But I think it beats the hell out of the alternative. Here's the other thing. People will read it over and over and over again.
Yes, like, they will.
People want to read about Ja, and people want to celebrate Ja. I've said this forever about sports writing, that you break news and you have insight and all those things. But for me, a lot of sports writing is just reliving what I had just witnessed. Like, for me, I can't wait to read when I was a kid, I couldn't wait to read about games when the Bills or Sabres won, because I just want to immerse myself in it again and feel like that again, see what other people are saying about it. And so for me, the chance to read C-Ja one night and then read Drew Hill and Chris Harrington, two hours later or the next morning is part of the joy of it, because you get to relive it.
Speaking of me and Chris, we did a podcast earlier today. It'll be out probably later tonight. I just haven't had a chance to get the story ready. But we did the podcast earlier today, and we took listener questions. We do listener questions basically every other week. One of the questions that I really liked that I was asked, and now I'm going to ask it to you, does your ceiling for Ja Morant change? Has your ceiling changed based on how he finished last year and how he's played in the first three games of this season?
Does the ceiling change? Maybe a smidge, but I mean, my ceiling for him was pretty high. I don't know. Here's the question. Would I have ever thought that Ja Morant could be a top five player in the league, right? I've always thought that Ja could get to be a top 20 player in the league, right? A top 15 player in the league. That's where Dame is, right? He's been for moments a top, like in the bubble or something. He's had moments where he's the best player but no one would ever say that Dame is, you know, you wouldn't put him where LeBron is, right? You just wouldn't. You wouldn't put him or where Giannis is or where he's just in the next – or where Steph is, honestly. He's just in the next level down. And Donovan Mitchell's next level down, right? He's not in that same – and so the question is, do I now think that Ja could be one of the best five players in the league? I guess I do. So maybe it has changed a little bit. I never saw Ja as being necessarily a 28-point-a-game scorer or what he is now, a 35-point-a-game scorer. And, of course, he's not going to be a 35-point-a-game scorer. I think Chris asked this very interesting question. What is the best Ja? Like, what do you want him to be? How should he use his powers? Does he want to be Allen Iverson? Does the organization want him to be Allen Iverson? Just scoring all the time, right? Because you feel like he can. And I don't think you quite do. I think Ja has such incredible gifts at the way he gets everybody else involved. So, sure. What was Chris's answer to that, and what was your answer to that?
You know, I said that my answer was no, because I always thought that Ja was going to be awesome. So it's kind of the same answer as you, which is like, if at all, maybe a smidge, but not really, because I've always thought that he was going to be really good. I actually loved Chris's answer. Chris, he always has good answers to this kind of stuff. That's why he's on your show every day. But he said, essentially, that there are two tiers to this, right? There are the extraordinary superstar tier and the tier below that, just like you mentioned, and that he thinks that Ja was always going to be maybe the tier below that. What has changed at the end of last season and now the beginning of this season is the likelihood that he'll actually get there. Maybe not what you thought he could be, but just the likelihood that he's going to become that, because you're witnessing it right now. Like, it is happening right now.
So still, but not the, this is still the below, not the extraordinary superstar tier. Is that what you're saying?
I would say so, right? I mean, it'd be terrific if Ja could do that.
The extraordinary superstar tier is
LeBron, Steph Curry, Giannis.
Steph Curry.
And maybe end list right there. KD, end list, you know?
Right. Anthony Davis isn't on that tier, right?
Probably not, no.
No, he's just on the superstar tier.
Right.
And what we're seeing is Ja is really already entering that tier, the superstar tier, rather than the extraordinary superstar tier.
Right.
And we still don't think he's going to get to be the extraordinary superstar tier, because who is?
Yeah, exactly. It would be so unfair to put that on.
But I actually now give him a slight – I never thought he'd be the extraordinary superstar tier because who is? I actually now, doing what he's doing, I give him some chance at that. And I never really gave him a chance at that.
I think he'd be crazy not to. He just scored 40 points.
I mean, why can't he be – like, in a sense, he's not going to do it the same way Steph is. I mean, with LeBron and Giannis, their physical gifts are very different than, you know, that's part of what makes
and
them
Durant.
Remarkable.
Yeah, and Durant.
Yes, is there giants in the top of everything else. But Steph isn't. So Steph is on that tier because he can do extraordinary things.
Shooting.
And has done them consistently over a long period of time. And so Ja's not going to get there the same way. But you can, if you are good enough, get yourself to that tier through your other, you know, this other way. Steph has proven that. And so I give Ja a shot at that, sure.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to just watch. I mean, you can't. I think you should be careful.
There's too many days between games here. It feels like, come on, man, let's get to the next one.
Yeah.
I want the show to resume, right?
Yeah, real quick before we get you out of here, you said you wouldn't take 1-3 on the road trip, right? I probably wouldn't have taken 1-3 either. Now you've already got one. Would you take 1-1 at this point in these last two?
Over the next two? So, the conceit here is, would I, if I had the chance to lock it in before the things happen, would I lock them in or would I just let whatever's going to happen happen, right?
Right.
And so when I was asked before on the road trip, would I lock in 1-3? I said no, because I think on their own, the worst thing, they're going to – I mean, they could lose them all, but I didn't think they would. I thought they'd just get one anyway, and so I might as well take our chances behind door number two and see if they could get two. So now would I lock in? I don't think I need to lock it in. No, I wouldn't. No. If right now you said, Jeff, I'll guarantee you 1-1 on the next two games, or you can let them take their chances. I'll take the chances because I think they can win them both, and I think they will win one on their own anyway.
Yeah, that's
so I'm not going to take 1-1. I don't feel any need to lock that in. Do you?
No, because it's two games. That's the thing for me. It's two games. Like, if they went 0-2, it's only two games.
Right.
Four games is a different way to look at it.
And I don't rule out the possibility that they win them both.
Absolutely. Yeah. The way they're playing offensively, they can be in any game.
The team that you think is coming out of the West, the scary Golden State Warriors.
They're better this year. I caught a lot of heat for that, Jeff. A lot.
Well, you should have.
Really?
Yeah, you were. I really did wonder. I thought maybe you were, you know.
You thought CBD. I was losing it?
I thought a little CBD was, you know, people were suggesting I should do CBD so I would relax. And I thought, well, maybe Drew's been, you know.
Well, you know who else you would have called crazy before the start of last season? Anybody that picked the Suns to come out of the West. You would have called them nuts, right? I just think that the West is so volatile. Anybody could come out of the West at this point.
Well,
I would not be surprised.
It does appear to be volatile if you look at – because, you know, who do you absolutely know is going to be great? Honestly, Utah, you know what they're going to be. They're going to be really good.
Right. They're playing tonight on TNT. I'm going to watch that game.
Yeah.
So, should be interesting.
Team Avocado here.
Team Avocado.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Avocado Team Unite. All right, thanks, Jeff. That was interesting. I did not expect Jeff to be a big Avocado fan. And I also got a text from his buddy, Charles Fishman, a friend of the program.
Mm-hmm, of course.
He keeps avocados in his house. Big avocado.
Yeah, we do too.
Well,
yeah. So. No, avocados are great, and they're good for you.
Shout out avocados. All right, when we come back, this is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Gossett's got the goods to put you on the road today. 2021 Kia Forte, 41 mpg highway, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S hatchback, 41 mpg ready to road trip at $258 a month. Get turbo power with 2022 Kia Soul, $267 a month. And they're not leases, you own them. Forte, $249, Rio, $258, Soul, $267. You want it, we got it at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment. Forte, NE409215, MSRP 19335, Rio, NE427894, MSRP 19755, Soul, N780826, MSRP 20615. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Finding the right Medicare plan may feel impossible, but now it's anything but. With Walgreens Find Rx coverage tool, you can compare plans online, over the phone, or in person, making Medicare easier than ever. Easier than picking which true crime doc to watch, figuring out that Wi-Fi password, or putting the duvet cover back on. So if you can do those things, with Find Rx coverage, you can definitely Medicare. Find the plan that's right for you by visiting walgreens.com/Medicare.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me. I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app, and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Tennessee only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Fall is here. That means lots of football, tailgating, get-togethers. The Grizzlies and Tigers are going to be playing before you know it. So it's a fun time of the year. And if you're the type who likes to enjoy a drink every now and then, allow me to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you could drink it straight. And I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. Ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite Pest Control. As fall arrives, ladybugs, stink bugs, and box elder bugs will invade your home through all the small openings. Give Inman Murphy a call at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at Inman-Murphy.com and keep Memphis pest-free.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Marrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
You know, having really fast internet matters, but when there are 4, 5, even 6 things connected to my Wi-Fi at the same time, it's the Wi-Fi speed that I pay attention to. Enter Xfinity. They offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, which is the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. And that's a big deal because maybe you're a gamer or a streamer or a video chatter, or maybe you're like me and have a big home studio that sucks up some serious bandwidth. Whatever your case may be, you need Wi-Fi that can keep up with your lifestyle and all of the devices that come with it. You need Xfinity because Xfinity knows fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Now through October 31st, ask how to get a special offer of $300 back when you get gig speed internet, or get started with up to 50 megabits per second download speed for $20 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Click, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/31/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Yo, I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Been talking a lot of Grizzlies. I don't know. Are you aware of this new Locker Vision website that you can go to for the NBA this year?
No, what is it?
So it's pretty cool. I should mention, if you've noticed that you haven't been seeing the Vince Ford tweets with the Grizzlies jerseys every game,
yeah,
he's not with the team anymore, unfortunately.
I gotcha.
So the way that you can be updated on what the Grizzlies are wearing now on a game-to-game basis is to go to this Locker Vision app. It's like an app, and it's also a website. And it has every jersey for every NBA team on there. And you can go check it out, see what they're wearing, coordinate if you've got a bunch of different kind of Grizzlies jerseys. They even have the different types of courts that are going to be on there. Some of the jerseys on there are jerseys that are not even, like, I guess, been worn yet by some of the teams. I think there's a Celtics version of a Celtics jersey that hasn't even been worn yet. The one, like, little nugget that you can get by checking that is that on November 3rd, the Grizzlies are going to debut their City Edition jerseys. You know that because it just says coming soon, right?
Okay.
They don't have a picture of the City Edition jerseys. But to me, that tells me the Grizzlies are going to have to make an announcement within the next week on the new City Edition jerseys that they're going to wear this year. There's been a picture that kind of leaked online of the jersey. Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
I think it's just rare that those sort of things are wrong because they have to produce these sort of things, right? They have to make the jerseys before.
So I know the picture you're talking about. It was like a navy.
It's like a navy version of their Beale Street blue jerseys.
Yeah, and it looked pretty cool to me.
If
that's what it ends up being, I thought that picture that was circulating looked pretty cool.
I don't want to spoil the Grizzlies announcements and whatever. So don't go look at the. Do not. I'm telling you, don't go look at the City Edition jersey that leaked. Don't look at it if you want to be surprised. But the Grizzlies are going to eventually have to make an announcement on that. So I'm kind of excited to I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm excited to sort of learn how they landed on
that. They'll sell them, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hard for them to beat the Isaac Hayes jerseys last year. Those were excellent.
Those were great. That was one of the best ones they ever did. The black with the gold, that's what you're talking about? Dude, honestly, those should be their permanent jerseys. Those were the best jerseys they ever. I love those.
I wish that they would have brought those back this year.
Yeah, those were really cool. Those were really, really
cool. I understand the desire to do something new every year, though.
Yeah, of course. In this day and age, you feel like that people want to see a new jersey debuted almost every season.
For sure.
Point,
and you know what I'm disappointed about? The NBA has done for, the last, I don't know how long, but feels like 10 years, they've done earned edition jerseys for all of the teams that made the playoffs the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
the Grizzlies made the playoffs, and now I've seen nothing, and I think that they're going away. I don't think they're doing the earned. So we should have gotten two new Grizzlies jerseys this year. Who knows? Maybe we will, but we should have gotten two. We know we're at least getting one. They're supposed to wear them on November the 3rd, so that should be pretty exciting. I'm into the whole design and jerseys thing. We got some other NBA games tonight. The games that are on TV are the 76ers and the Knicks and the Nuggets and the Jazz. Any interest in either of those?
A little bit, yeah. And I've actually got some tidbits on them coming up in Dinner to Go.
Well, we'll get to that when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Baseball's Fall Classic is back, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking all customers up with a risk-free same-game parlay bet. Just place a same-game parlay bet on Game 1 of the World Series, and if you don't win, you'll get a refund. Inside credit. Build your parlay your way by combining your favorite bets into one wager for bigger paydays. You can choose from bet types like the spread, total runs, and much, much more. As you know, FanDuel is America's number one sports book. I love it because it's easy to use, because they have fast payouts, because it's safe and secure, and now's the time for you to get involved. And if you're new to FanDuel, you could make the most out of October baseball and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
I got him on the line. Jeff Allen, the king of happy at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, folks. Need a new ride that gets 41 MPG? 2021 Kia Forte, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S Hatchback, 41 MPG, only $250. 58 a month. Plus a 2022 turbocharged Kia Soul, ready for that road trip at $267 a month.
Plus, you'll always get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. Remember, Forte 249, Rio 258, Soul 267. And don't sell your trade till you check with us.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment, Forte, any MSRP 19335, Rio, ME427894, MSRP 19755, Soul, N780-8276, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives. PF695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Discounts are great on pizza, groceries, clothes, but when you see a discount on LASIK, you're skeptical. That's because we've been trained to think that anything that makes your life better has to be expensive. At the LASIK Vision Institute, it's just not true. We're able to provide amazing discounts and affordable financing on LASIK because LASIK is all we do. So don't be skeptical. Be excited about a life of new vision from the experts in LASIK. Right now at the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in October. Plus, take advantage of our guaranteed financing. Go to LASIK.com to see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute. Amazing vision, amazing price. Must mention this promotion and be treated in October of 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Fall is in the air, and so are Choate's Early Bird Specials. Right now, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier gas furnace. Carrier furnaces come with some of the best warranties in the industry, and Choate's has been professionally installing them for over 60 years. As a Carrier factory authorized dealer, Choate's also offers competitive financing solutions for you and your family. If your heating system is in good shape, make sure you take advantage of Choate's Early Bird Tune-Up Special for $60. This tune-up is an in-depth 20-point inspection to make sure your furnace is ready for the winter season ahead. So call 347-8086 to schedule your Early Bird Special today. And turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They're offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled two batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion and dressed up the labels to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis area retail stores. Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100-proof, high-rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis athletics.
Yeah! How you feel?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back for the final time today. Big thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us earlier, and to John Martin for joining us earlier, as well as Riley Martin, who made her radio debut earlier today. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Ja Morant's favorite play of his career was his dunk, or favorite dunk. I shouldn't say play. Yeah. He didn't say play. His favorite dunk of his career was the alley-oop against the Bulls, where he kind of threw it in one-handed from the side. He also said on NBA Today earlier that he thinks he might be left-handed. I think he was joking on that one, but, I mean, the highlight tape suggests that maybe his left hand is just as good as his right hand. All in all, we disagree on the dunk take. We're still team dunk over Aaron Baines, but it's just great to see Ja getting the airtime on ESPN and the attention for sure. Nationally.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
World Series Game 1 starts tonight. Braves at Astros, 7 o'clock on Fox. It is Charlie Morton of the Braves going up against Framber Valdez of the Houston Astros. Houston minus 136 on the money line. Who do you like for Game 1 tonight?
Ooh, I don't want the Astros to win, so give me the Braves. Either.
Yeah. I think that there's a little value in the Braves here tonight.
You got Charlie Morton, Uncle Charlie, right?
I mean, the Braves. Yeah, you got Uncle Charlie. Let's go. Both of them only 6 losses on the Charlie Morton was 14-6 this season. Valdez 11-6. So it looks like kind of a close pitching matchup tonight. I'm gonna go with the Braves too. I feel pretty good about it.
What should I watch on TV?
You mentioned earlier NBA tonight. NBA on TNT coming up. You got the 76ers at the New York Knicks. Knicks a 1-point favorite tonight. I'll roll with the Knicks. I like the Knicks tonight. Followed by Denver at Utah. Utah a 7-point favorite at home tonight. Those are both on TNT this evening. Denver coming off second night of a back-to-back. I think Utah -7 seems pretty safe.
Give me the Knicks, give me the Jazz, and give me Julius Randle to record a double-double.
Ooh, I love the double-double bets. Yeah. The FanDuel double-double bets. Put those in a little parlay. Yeah.
Joel Embiid, I think he might be hurt or something's going on because he wasn't listed on any of those sites, the FanDuel sites or whatever. So, yeah, give me Julius Randle with a double-double.
Yep, you also got the NHL on ESPN. That sounds weird to say that the NHL is on ESPN now. 7 o'clock Vegas Golden Knights at the Colorado Avalanche. And if you're looking for something kooky on AMC, you've got Carrie coming up at 7 o'clock, followed by Friday the 13th. Okay, these are the remakes of these movies. It's the 2013 Carrie and the 2009 Friday the 13th. Neither of those movies were good, so you could avoid that. Go find the original somewhere. They're way better than the remakes.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
As Jeff Calkins mentioned, our food writer Jennifer Biggs wrote about the Poncho's addicts, the people rushing to Poncho's before it maybe closes. That is now the cover story over at the Daily Memphian, so be sure you go check that out. Go listen to me and Chris's podcast whenever it finally comes out. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but it should post later tonight, so keep your eye out for that.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow. We will have plenty to talk about with the Grizzlies going into their game against the Portland Trailblazers. Is Ja going to get another 30, Bennett?
He's going against Dame. My guess is yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Ja Morant, expectations set. We'll talk about it tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening. This was Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
It's time to get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Gossett's got the goods to put you on the road today. 2021 Kia Forte, 41 mpg highway, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S hatchback, 41 mpg ready to road trip at $258 a month. Get turbo power with 2022 Kia Soul, $267 a month. And they're not leases, you own them. Forte, $249, Rio, $258, Soul, $267. You want it? We got it at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment. Forte, ME409215, MSRP 19335, Rio, ME427894, MSRP 19755, Soul, N780826, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.